This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. My next guest, he is a good friend of the show. He's been coming on here for years, and today he just got done teaching something called RDS Pistol at the Big Spring Shooting Complex in Iowa. Joining us now from his palatial hotel is Steve the Yeti Fisher. Good evening, sir.
How are you, sir?
What is RDS Pistol?
So, it's basically this course is the breakdown course on fundamentals of red dots and red dot knowledge on handguns. So years ago, I started in the red dot world in 1999 with a Smith & Wesson 5906 with a Tesco Optima 2000 on it, shooting red dots on guns. Again, they've been around for a long time, even prior to that in the action sports and bullseye shooting.
Right.
So it wasn't really necessarily new, but so this course actually had 23 shooters in it, and of the 23, 18 were law enforcement agencies from across the state that are coming in, and they're looking at implementing red dots into their programs now, and this was kind of the one-day breakthrough class for them to get the whys behind them.
Well, there's a little bit of a learning curve, isn't it, especially with a Glock, because you got to bring the rear end of the gun up with a Glock when you put a red dot on it, don't you?
Yeah, especially for people who don't like Glock grip angles, the Glock doesn't necessarily fit them very well or, in tune to them. So,
right.
Yeah, there's definitely a learning curve, and it can be shortened. It really can with the proper instruction.
Is this good for people like me that, I wear glasses and my eyesight's failing, and when they say, well, you should see the target blurred in front of the front dot, in front of the front sight? Well, yeah, I can see it right now, and it's blurred right now without me trying to sight down this gun. Is this sort of a getting past age?
It is, and dots are really helpful to all ages. They truthfully are. People that shun them are usually those that don't understand them, or they shot like five rounds out of their buddy's gun with one who doesn't understand them either. And generally they have a poor presentation, poor grip anyways, and lousy fundamentals. So this course kind of opens their eyes to that. But the beauty of it is, as the eyes get bad, we can focus on the problem. We focus to the threat, to the target. We see that, and we simply, just like on a carbine, we raise the dot to our eyes, and the dot is there, and it's superimposed over what we're focusing on, and we shoot the gun. It's that easy.
Yep. Now, I'm looking at your schedule, and I know your Sentinel Concepts, but looking at your schedule, you're going all over the place. Is Sentinel Concepts, is this something you take on the road?
Yeah, it's been the road show since 2014 when I left Magpul after Magpul had, decided to do away the training division, which I was a part of for 3.5-4 years, which was an amazing time of my life. And prior to that, I'd been doing some traveling at my old company. So, launching Sentinel Concepts was getting back out on the road. The past few years, I have traveled over 200 plus days a year, doing on an average of about 60 to 70 classes a year.
That's a lot of traveling, Steve.
My truck is almost 4 years old, and it's got about 140,000 miles on it. And if I look at my tax records for rentals, there's probably another 90,000 of those over the years. So, yeah.
When Steve rents a vehicle, I have seen you more often than not in a minivan. I guess that's so you can carry everything that you got to carry with you, huh?
I can put it all in the minivan. There's nothing wrong with the minivan. It's the most tactical vehicle in the world.
Well, just as an example right here, he's at Big Spring Shooting Complex. So you're doing, mm-hmm. you did red dot pistol, and now tomorrow and the next day you're going to do shooting on the move handgun carbine, which I guess will be weapons transitions and all this other stuff. And then Monday you're doing practical shotgun.
Yes.
So how many spare guns do you have to carry, and how many guns do you carry in case your student's guns breaks down and all this other stuff?
You know, so I always have a couple of pistols during a pistol course, red dots, iron sight guns, Glocks, 1911s, you know, some CZs now and then. I like to still shoot my double single guns because they're fun. And then carbines, there's generally at least two carbines with me. So I generally have at least duplicates of everything, shotguns, two shotguns right now in this course. There's three rifles here, and I've got about four handguns with me on this particular course right now.
Now, we're going to be on the next break before I can get into anything real meaty as far as substantial with the training and everything. I would like to say that I know that you are very tight with Pat Rogers.
Yes.
And we're in a anniversary time of his untimely passing. I mean, he was a relatively young fellow, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, you know, late 60s, still relatively young and spry and yeah,
tactical.
Oh yeah, Pat was just an amazing man, an amazing human being.
He was so good that he influenced you and a whole bunch of other people, didn't he?
Yeah, Pat took me under his wings in 2004-5. Young dude, you know, out there knocking it out for the past 5 years as a quote unquote instructor / trainer. Pat saw something in me, took me under his wings like he did a few of us, mentored me along over the years to the point where I actually taught many classes for him, with him, alongside of him. And at the actual date of his death, which is tomorrow, I was actually in Indiana at the Boone County PD range teaching his courses for him the morning of the day that he died. I taught his last series of classes for basically 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 odd days.
Had he been ill or anything? I mean, every time I ever saw him, the guy was kitted up.
Oh, yeah. Pat was great. You know, there were some problems that cropped up. There was some, you know, health issues going on, and something turned for the worse. And, you know, it happens. And that was, it sucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
It did. That man was more of a father to me than my biological father. For the, you know, 10 from the time of his death, time I met him. So in the 10, 11 years, realistically, in the 11-ish years that I had with him, it was probably the best years of my life.
Yeah. Now, I don't mean this is a bad thing, because you're younger than me. But when I see somebody like him and I would see him still going and everything, it always encouraged me to see past whatever short-term issues that I've had. As short term, and realize I can still get back in that game to some degree if I just keep on trying to go. So I never got to meet him. He's one of the few I've never gotten to meet, and it bugs me to no end that I'll never get to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it speaks volumes for those of you that he did. I mean, there's, you know, just a whole cottage community of you guys out there that sort of mourn him every time the anniversary comes up of his untimely passing. So my commiseration to you, sir. I'm sorry that happened, and I'm sorry that you lost him. But I'm sure he taught you well, because you seem to have a pretty full schedule. So I'm sure he did teach you well. We're getting ready to head to break. Now, Steve had a few things happen at SHOT Show where he picked up a few more partnerships and a few things that are actually quite exciting with a few of them, and I want to talk about those as well as the product development, because he does that. He does some product development. I want to talk about what an instructor like you goes through when somebody comes to you and says, well, Steve, you know, all of these guns look like toys in your hand. We need to develop something looks like a man's gun, don't we? So. And yeah. I finally got to shoot video with him. I've run into him I don't know how many times and never shot anything with him, and I did shoot video with him. And let me tell you, I've been told numerous times, you smelled really good that day. We'll be right back. My guest is Steve Fisher. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You know, we did the build proof project. I built the gun. It did not explode in my hands when I pulled the trigger the first time. If I can do it, you can do it. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Steve Fisher, the Yeti from Sentinel Concepts, who's currently at in Iowa. I know that you have several deals that you've done with several AR manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever built any?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I like to tinker with them. They're always fun.
I never had built one. And the last time I tried to do something, I tried to mount a mailbox and it exploded. So I was sort of nervous about this going into this. So, you know, I was a little, anyway. Speaking of AR-15s.
Yes.
You became a brand ambassador for Knights Armament, which is, are you still a brand ambassador with Nighthawk?
Yes, I am.
So you just got all these Bentley. So tell me about Knights Armament. I've never held one. I don't even know if I've ever seen one.
Oh.
What makes them so good?
You know, a lot of the input into the gun that is derived from others that are out in the field using the gun looking for specific applications, their accuracy standards, the durability of the gun, and I think a lot of it is just some of the proprietary stuff that goes into the gun as far as like their barrel nut design, their barrel magic. There's so much that goes into an AR. And I tell people this because everybody asks me, you know, they're like, oh, I need to have a gun. I need to, I'm like, look, you will be hard pressed to throw a rock in whatever price point it is you have anywhere within the industry to find a quality gun. You will find a quality gun that will meet your price point no matter how you look at it. And I tell people this factually and honestly because I deal with all kinds every day, not just, you know, citizens, but law enforcement to, you know, top of the spear guys. And I tell them, look, you know, your price point, your budget, look here, look here, look there. If you're willing to save up a few extra pennies and do this, then go to KC. There's many good guns out there. Knights Armament has kind of been the pinnacle of ARs for years. They're one of the most softest shooting guns. Super, super reliable and durable and just a very accurate, an extremely uncanny accurate shooting gun.
Right.
There's a reason why they're used by the military. I mean, now granted, there's a couple other companies out there that do that. You know, one of my previous companies, FN, there's a lot of their guns in the military system from M4s to M2s to Mark 19 grenade launchers to all kinds of cool stuff, 240, 249 saws, all that great stuff. KAC has a lot of top-tier companies that you may never hear about, that you only imagine, as well as military stuff like the M110s and the SR-25s and the sniper support roll guns. So everybody has a share of the market because everybody has something that somebody wants or needs. For me, the move to Knights from my previous company, which I spent a couple of years at FN, was an amazing step. They're such a good company to work for. I'm actually a salaried employee with the company, where sure. With other companies I've been, you know, the brand ambassador contract guy, which is fine. Either way, it's still, you know, how you shake the stick at it. I'm sitting here in my hotel room now, right now, looking at a pile of rifles for this next course. So, and they're an amazingly well-balanced gun, and they're just ridiculously soft to shoot. They've got the gas ports, the springs, everything, the buffer weights. The gun is tuned to perfection.
I'm going to presume that you carry one of their rifles as a brand ambassador. Which one do you carry, Steve?
Ooh, that's a tough call. I have many, and some that I had bought in the previous of my life
right.
before getting my work done. Okay, and in fact, they are loaner work guns. Okay, is exactly what they are. I have bought some of my earlier Knights guns that I've had through generations. I even shot some during my medical years. My current travel go-to main gun is the 11.5 CQB Mod 2 with their QDC suppressor, which is more of a very Pleitner, more than it is a true suppressor.
Right.
It's a very good signature reduction model. It's short. It's compact. That is my go-to gun.
Now, the thing about a gun like Knights Armament or Nighthawk Custom, those kind of guns like that, typically, you know, you were talking about quality ARs out there, it's different price points, but at the lower price points, it probably helps if you are either a armorer or you know an armorer, because that's going to be the big difference between these guns, because of the materials and the craftsmanship and everything that goes into them, and the exacting standards and tolerances and everything else. That's going to be the difference, right?
Sure. Exactly. And the quality of the components used. For a lot of people, the average hobbyist shooter, the person who's going to get their AR and maybe shoot at 200-300 rounds in a year or 2 years, they will be well served by most anything that is out there for the hobby shooter. The serious guys, gals, the end user that is looking for performance really only has a handful of guns to choose from at that
right.
point. And it really depends on the price point and what they're looking for in that performance. So, you know, again, I've had fun. I've built up a lot of ARs over the years. I've had fun playing with them, and they are literally like the ultimate Barbie color form dress-up gun. You don't like this, take the rail off, put a new rail on it. You want a different barrel, change the barrel. They're fun. They're interactive guns, and now with the choices of calibers that are available, you can do everything from critter hunting, self-defense, law enforcement work, to big game hunting, up to, 308s. 6.5s, there's just a whole slew of calibers now available in these things, from 300 Blackout, 5.56, 308, 6.5 Creed. There's all kinds of stuff out there. So they're just an amazing gun.
Yeah. I remember when Mr. Costa was with them. I tried to get some questions from them just to find out some stuff about the parts, and they're right. so close to the vest about their manufacturing process and everything. They would yes. not give me anything to where I could sound educated about it. That's why I'm not out here trying to guess anything about them, simply because they safeguard their process very tightly, and I respect that. I get that.
But, absolutely.
So,
the reason why there's a who's some of their clientele list.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the same thing with the ambassadors. If there's anybody you've heard of out there, Vickers, Costa, they've all had a, and now it's Mr. Fisher here doing it. Mm-hmm. So, kudos to that one. I know that was a plum. I don't know how long it took you to get it, but you are well deserving of that. When we get back, we're going to talk to Mr. Fisher about product development and how much of this actually goes on in the industry and everything else, because he would know. He's been around enough as it is. SentinelConcepts.com, is that the website?
Yes, it is.
SentinelConcepts.com for Steve's schedule. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders confirming a phone call between President Donald Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin. The pair discussed a range of topics, including the end of the two-year-long investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller into Russian interference in the 2016 election, Sanders saying the administration won't let incidents like that happen again.
We're going to do everything that we can to prevent it from happening. That's why we've taken a whole-of-government approach. We have had contact with all 50 states and are looking at ways to actually prevent it from taking place instead of, like they did in 2016, just letting it happen.
Stocks are back up after news that the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%. The lowest number it's been since December of 1969. The Dow gained 197 points and closed Friday at 26,505. The NASDAQ was up 127 points to set a new record close of 81.64. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. That happens from time to time. I'll be sitting here listening to the bump going, that's some good music. And then I forget that I'm doing a radio show. So then I have to snap out of it. Speaking with Stephen Fisher, the Yeti from Sentinel Concepts, who's currently in Iowa right now. After this, I think you are going, let me see where you're going. You're going from here. From Iowa, you're going back to Michigan, and then you're going to Ohio, and then back to Michigan, and that's a lot of moving around. That's a lot of moving around.
There's a couple other ones in the middle there that are closed courses for agencies that are not on the website, so there's actually a couple more in the middle ground there as well between all those.
So when a let's talk about product development. Now, you are both a agency arms asset.
Correct.
And a brand ambassador for Nighthawk Custom. So when Nighthawk and agency decided that they wanted to have this little unholy alliance between the polymer gun that everybody modifies and the venerable 1911, which I know you like 1911s.
Yes.
Did they come to you and say, Steve, we would like your input?
It was an interesting thing the way that happened. I've been with Nighthawk since about 2009. During my Magpul era, was there with those guys, had been doing a lot with them. And then that just morphed and kept growing and growing and growing to the point where I've had a lot of input on a lot of the products that are there with some design ideas and thoughts, including the Shadowhawk, which is a gun I expect and designed while I was at Magpul for the Magpul staff instructors, which later became, you know, a full-on cataloged item gun for Nighthawk.
Right.
The way the agency relationship came about, like many other things that I do, I'm a bull in a china shop. I saw a trend in the market. I saw a way to bring the 1911 a little bit more modern looking, pushing it out to a younger generation of shooters that were already enamored with the chopped up agency guns and others. And
right.
I walked into Mark's office at Nighthawk. We were sitting down just BSing. I said, Mark, we're going to do a deal with agency and we're going to make something happen. And I picked up the phone and I called Mike at agency and I put me, Mike, Mark, Nelson, and a couple of guys on the phone together in a chat. And we hashed out part of the program right then and there in a, you know, hour long phone call. And next thing you know, there's the agent lineup of guns.
The agent one, that was limited to 50 examples, and that sold out in how quick?
Like rapidly, like within a day, they were gone.
They were introduced at the NRA meetup in, I want to say Louisville. No, it was in Atlanta. Was it Atlanta?
No, I think it was Louisville.
Might have been Louisville. I don't remember. Anyway, when they introduced it, you know, I'd never seen it. I was there and I videoed it and I was just looking at it and I, you know, I could see the influences on it and everything, but, then came the Agent 2, which went from being an exclusive thing to now this is part of their lineup. And
correct.
Arguably that is the most, I mean, I still prefer that to any gun they've got. I can use, well, I mean, I picked that gun up when you were standing right beside me on the range and Sheriff Jim was my, my RSO and I just picked it up and, I shot it. How did I do with it?
I think you shot it extremely well.
Yeah. I just liked it. It was just like, mm-hmm. Hey, Bill, you know, it was talking to me too.
Yeah.
You know, you want to spend that money, Bill. You know, you want it.
Oh, yes, you do.
So,
and believe it or not, you can pay for performance. Absolutely can. And it's been an amazing thing to be a part of. You know, I've sat in on many design projects with various companies from, you know, pistol iron sights to optic systems to development, some input and, you know, my 2 cents worth for what it is after the engineers have designed certain things and have made a few changes to those products after input. With various companies over there, there's a lot of products within the industry that a lot of people have their hands on that I have touched in one form, fashion, or another, and not saying, hey, I created this or I invented this. No, but I have given first-person input as a person who shoots, you know, 30,000 rounds, 20,000 rounds of pistol or carbine a year, and sometimes more, who actually has an understanding outside of the think tank guys. And part of my job, as well as with some of these companies, you know, not just Knights or FN or Nighthawk or Agency or whoever at the time, was to also train up some of the staff on the products from either their salespeople, engineering standpoints, marketing people, to give them a better understanding of what the end user is looking for and using, which then in turn leads to future product designs.
So in other words, you sort of give them a springboard after you help them with the first one that they've gotten. That sort of becomes a springboard to the next and the next and the next.
Yeah, potentially there is. You know, it's been a pleasure to help with things like that. It really is. You know, even the most minutia little detail can matter. And it's little details that only somebody who shoots a lot of rounds every year may see or understand. Even with the Agent 2 series of guns, there's a few micro tweaks that needed to be changed on that, and those were done. So it's always good to have some sort of input, not necessarily, I think, influence, but at least the input behind it to then turn around and help influence the others to go, yeah, that's something we should change or we see differently, as well as some things that I'm got coming to light soon on my own with some other companies that I've worked with that everybody's going to want real soon in about 5 weeks, 4 weeks.
Well, I don't know if we can talk about one thing. If we can talk about that next segment, let's talk about that. But I notice here that you're doing an RDS pistol class in South Carolina at Shoot Logic. Where's that going to be? Do you know?
Is that Reeseville? I think it's Reeseville, I believe.
Reeseville.
I think it's Reeseville. I got to take a look at the schedule of my days.
I've lived in South Carolina all of my life, and I've never heard of Reeseville.
I never heard it either, but I'm from Michigan. That don't mean I don't know that the place ain't there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Shoot Logic Range is a pretty good facility from what I've been told from others that have been there. They host a lot of top-tier instructors as well. So it should be a good time. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I may have to try to figure out a way. First of all, I'd have to get a gun that has an optic on it.
Oh, I got plenty of agency guns and Nighthawk guns with optics on them. You can shoot on mine. Don't worry about it.
No, I don't need to shoot the agency guns of those, you know. First of all, I haven't been with the agency guns in so long that at this last one, I couldn't hit nothing with those things.
I got plenty of Nighthawks with dots, too.
Yeah.
You can shoot whatever it is I got. I don't know who you're using right now for, you know, from whatever and what you have.
Well,
I don't know, but
I do have the CZ-P10F that is optics ready.
Ooh, I have a P10F that I'm getting ready to drop an aimpoint acro on.
Yeah, okay. That might be what I do. So we'll have to talk about this later on. SentinelConcepts.com, that's where you can find Steve's his schedule. In addition to that, something that we haven't talked about, he does a lot of collaborations with the Toughline products. He has backpacks designed to get you where you got to go. With everything you want to carry that nobody knows you got, they think they just think you're some hipster guy that's looking for the coffee shop, but that's not what you got in the backpack. And he's designed that just for that particular purpose, for that particular need, among other things. I mean, Steve is not a man that sits still. I had to catching him was like he sat there and videoed with me as he was passing by.
Absolutely.
So
it's always time for Bill.
Yes, I do appreciate that. We'll be right back. Steve the Yeti Fisher, SentinelConcepts.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I just about messed that up. I've only done it 1,000,006 times. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh, yes, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts. You know, every time I've ever seen, now right now the industry itself as far as sales of individual units of firearms is sort of low. Except the one thing that whenever I see a saturation in the market, the one thing I always wonder about is why don't I see the training industry just explode? How many people come to your classes that you know because they've been coming to your classes for so long? You're like, oh hey, how's it going? How are the kids? How's who's in college and all this other stuff, versus seeing a newcomer that you've never seen before.
A lot. You know, this industry is very weird. For years, there was a very small core group of instructors and trainers outside of many fences behind military walls.
Right.
You were very limited in options. You probably had five places to go, realistically, at the time, you know, through the, you know, 80s, 90s, you know, into the early 2000s. Then it just erupted with the Great War and everybody coming out of it. Trainers were cropping up pretty exponentially. And now with the whole Instagram, YouTube celebrity instructor status, it's even worse. It's grown immensely. The really true core group of guys that are doing it right now in the overall professional level, we never fell into that world. I refused for a lot of times for years to get into the YouTube, Instagram video world of doing videos, because here's the thing that happens a lot of times. It's people that want to come and either A, just touch the magic, or B, they want to get it for free off the internet. And people are lazy, and this is an era of gratification, self-gratification.
Sure.
Many, many people that have dipped their feet into this, and I'm really not one to say it, but I'm going to say it, because, you know, anybody can have a counter-argument to that point. It's like, what has really earned them a right to be there? What separates them from anybody else other than their production quality and the regurgitation of stuff that has been done for the past 25, 30 years? There's nothing new under the sun about fundamentals of shooting a gun. Nothing. You apply tactics to those fundamentals of shooting, into some techniques involved in that. But there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new about presenting a gun, a pistol or a carbine, in a fashion that is the most efficient way to do it, and to press the trigger to the rear without disrupting the gun via your grip. There is nothing new under the sun, but everybody compartmentalizes and packages it into something amazing, using a lot of big words to sound awesome, and a lot of it is lost on the student base immediately. They're like, yeah, we just want to shoot guns. We don't care about your big words.
Right.
So there's a lot of that. And you know, here's the thing. I came in at a time to where I've been doing this now for 20-odd years. 1999, full-time, started out for me, and I was doing it part-time for other companies back in the mid-90s. So I've seen the trends come and go, and I've seen these patterns. I have, and honestly, there's people that I have helped along the way. I have mentored others as I was mentored by Pat, because that's what I was basically, hey, you know, sooner or later you'll pass on this information, this knowledge, and somebody else will do it. You know, that's fine. That's like anything else in this world. We all learn from somebody else. But it's also what we develop and through our life experiences along the way that also matter versus just regurgitating, parroting it, and turning it into something else. I myself, it's not a pat on the back. It's a factual statement. A lot of people within this industry know I have helped a lot of people along the way, just like I was helped. It's just returning the favors. And I have never asked any of those people that I've ever helped ever for anything in return.
Right.
Nothing. Because that's not why we do it. We do it to create the next people to pass the sword along to.
Let me ask you about that. One of the things that I have seen happen, it doesn't happen that much, but outside of the, you know, there's the rarefied air of you, Costa, Haley, that type of instructor. Then there's the new young guys like Trek that's in Michigan with you and Aaron Cowan, who's another agency arms asset who's down in Georgia. And then you see a bunch of guys that are getting out there, and I've never heard of them. And, I mean, that doesn't mean anything if I've never heard of them. But I've heard of a lot of people. And you look at their stuff, like, and you see some mechanics there and everything, but you look at their stuff, and it's like they're just sort of, like you said, internet famous, YouTube famous, or something like that. But they're out there running. Well, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind was, do you remember Corey and Erica?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Now, I always thought that Corey was a pretty good shooter.
Yes.
I don't know why he had to go and say what he said about his military service, whatever that was. You know, these were a YouTube couple. Most everybody watched the channel to look at Erica, but Corey could shoot. He had spooky control.
Yes.
And then it turned out that he had talked about his military service, but it turned out he didn't make it through basic training, and then he just vanished.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's been a lot of that over the years in a lot of different ways. And that's, you know, everybody has their thing. You mentioned Trek. Trek was one of my initial AIs when I owned MDFI before I sold it off to him.
Right.
And just some of my other guys when I made the move on. There's a lot of people that show up. Instagram is full of them. You'd be hard pressed not to get on Instagram and find somebody shooting guns and teaching people how to shoot guns. And there's some really good people on there, and there are some very good entertainment people on there. You know, people have often looked at the Magpul era of videos as entertainment because they were entertaining. They were charismatic. You know, Chris and Travis definitely brought that air as entertainers as well as really knowledgeable guys on a lot of things.
Right.
And sure, they pushed an envelope on certain things, and, you know, people didn't agree with it. Well, welcome to the world. Not everybody's going to agree with everything you do or say anyhow, because it doesn't fit their narrative, and that's fine. But there was still things to be learned. I came on board 2009-ish, late 9, early 10 with Chris. Taught a lot of classes with those guys. Had an amazing time. When they both separated from the company, I completely redid the curriculum.
Yeah.
So there are changes that will occur no matter what. And there's a lot of guys on the internet now that I see that are awesome at it, that they have fantastic skills. They shoot a lot. That is their life. That is all they do. Some are prior service, some aren't, and that's fine. You know, I will learn as much from a competitive shooter that is at a world-class level as I will somebody else, because there's always something to be learned. Right. Even if it's a micro tweak to the grip of a gun that will help me or others, I will always learn something.
Yep.
But a lot of them, when you listen to it, you can literally play back the tape of a Magpul BVD, and they're saying the same exact thing we said with a different word, different terminology. It's the exact same things guys were saying in the old gun sight videos, going back to, you know, the Loki days and Paladin Press stuff back in the 80s. They're saying the same exact thing with just a different word, doing the same exact stuff. And it's comical to me. I go, bro, that's cool that you're 23 years old and you may have not heard this before, but newsflash, we said this in 1987. You know, I mean, it's just funny. Because again, there's nothing new. There's nothing revolutionary. There's not. It's just, we've learned a little bit more through performance science in not only the military realm, but the game realm of how to increase efficiencies. Absolutely. It still comes down to the person's will.
Yeah. We're about to run out of time. By the way, Shoot Logic is in Dorchester, South Carolina.
Dorchester, whatever.
That's right. Whatever, Russ, whatever. Gotcha. Thank you for joining me. I envy the people in Iowa tomorrow, their class and everything else, and I'll be in touch with you soon, sir.
Thank you, sir. Always a good pleasure, and give my best to the missus.
Yes, I shall.
Will do.
And that does us for the week. We'll be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, please. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Cracked stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.